April 19th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold, windy suburbs of Chicago, where it is actually trying to snow. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. What is new in the last couple of days? According to Yishak Ben-Horon, on 4/17 on Wednesday, he's with the Israel News. The U.S. Senate will back an Israeli attack on Iran. The Foreign Relations Committee of the U.S. Senate voted in favor of a resolution stipulating that the U.S. will support Israel in case it is forced to take self-defensive actions against Iran. Members of the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee have adopted Senate Resolution 65, which states that Israel will receive American diplomatic, economic, and military aid. A note from Dick Eastman this morning said there is a huge bombing in Iraq killing 46 people the same day as we were distracted by the Boston incident. Today, the Obama administration is starting a process aimed at removing barriers in health privacy laws that prevent some states from reporting information to the background check system. This comes only 2 days after the Senate rejected a measure that would have required buyers of firearms online and at gun shows to pass a background check. Alrighty, to see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember, I do not access my regular email during the program. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dennis Wise, otherwise known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. His website, his YouTube site is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. Dennis, welcome to the program. Are you there? Is he there?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Okay. were you muted?
No, I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay, because I didn't hear you and just till just now. So
no problem.
Anyway,
nice,
welcome
nice
to the program.
Back.
It's a delight to
Thank
have you back on.
Thank you. Yeah, great stuff.
And you just finished part 20, which I watched again this morning, took a lot of notes. And it is amazing. Just the whole series, if you haven't, listeners, if you've not seen the entire series, just do it over the weekend. Just watch the whole thing from part one to part 20. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, finished part 20, like you said. And then I actually worked on part 21. And then when I actually finished it, I changed my mind and left that for part 22 and went to work on a fresh part 21 again, which was all to do again with the Holocaust from the previous part 20. So I've actually got 21 finished yesterday, just having it checked, and 22's finished today. So, yeah, things are good. And I don't know whether you saw the bonus feature. Did you see the bonus feature that I put up?
Oh, let's see. It's on your website? Let's see.
That's Babylon Before Hitler.
Okay, let me just... I will look during the break, which we are going to, and we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise. He is otherwise known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. The website is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. Truthwillout1003. All righty, you said that there was a bonus feature. Mm-hmm. I must not be eating my carrots because I cannot find it.
No, well, it's all right. Well, I could basically explain it. What it was, I noticed a documentary on YouTube querying whether Adolf Hitler was homosexual or not.
Oh.
And the usual. And there's also, sometimes I have fun and games with people who think he was an occultist. So I decided to make the video Babylon Before Hitler, which is about Berlin before Hitler came to power. And how we managed to get rid of the communist Judea law morality. In fact, they fled to America. It's a man of such high morals. If you watch, if anybody watches that video, I'm sure they'll understand where he was coming from. He actually made the streets of Berlin safe for families again, which I won't believe an occultist or someone with sexual perversions would want to.
Oh yeah, it's the proof is in what happened.
Actions, yeah.
Yeah. All righty, so let's talk about part 20, You start out in part 20 by talking about the London Cage, which was just one of nine cages where the British tortured the Germans. And you say that this was under the direction of Alexander Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically what's happened is after so many years, one or two official secrets have to come out by law. And this is one of them that was reluctantly come out, I believe. And they've discovered now that they tortured thousands of Germans. They had nine different camps all around Britain. One is now a football ground. One is now a racecourse ground. And it just it bears with the Nuremberg trials, the evidence given there that the torture, what went on at the cage, and was admitted in I can't remember the book now, but one of the officers wrote a book admitting and gloating about torturing Rudolf Hess.
Oh, that was Butler, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could have been, yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it gets to a stage where when you're tortured, you'll admit anything. And I think his family was threatened to have been sent to the Soviet Union as well. So, and it just
right, you're talking
show,
about Rudolf Huss?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And Butler wrote a book that you mentioned in your film. Can't remember the name of the book, but you mention it, or at least
yeah.
David Cole mentions this book, where they actually say that they admit it. They're you know, thinking it's really
yeah.
great and really proud that they tortured this gentleman.
Yeah, yeah, they bragged about it. And it's, another thing about the Nuremberg trial, obviously, is the fact that we all know now since the fall of communism, the war crimes of the Soviet Union, who had a judge there. We now know that the British tortured and also committed atrocities, and they had a judge there, and no doubt the Americans had one as well with the atrocities that they had as well. So really, it was a farce, but it was a show trial, and like Hermann Göring said, he didn't expect to be found innocent.
Right. And this was just the International Military Tribunal, and there were several trials. There were 12 other trials after that were just under the jurisdiction of the United States that we hardly ever talk about. But you talk about this London Cage, and this was during the war, and I think you could compare this to Abu Ghraib. Could you do that?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Because, I mean, there's a great belief over here in Britain that the British Army plays fair and square. And it's only just recently come out now that there's some court actions going through by Iraqi civilians who were tortured by British soldiers. So it's obviously, you know, it's an underlying current which is kept out of the public eye, and a lot of the public just believe what they read in mainstream anyway. And then when it comes to Burr, obviously you get the few in the public who say they deserved it anyway. So, can't really win. But the point is, like, is that we know for sure that the Nuremberg trials was fabricated, at the very least.
Right. Now, these nine prison camps in Britain were in addition, of course, to the 200 camps that Eisenhower had after the war that were in Germany, that you covered in one of your other films, 18 or
yes.
19, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah, in the Rhine Valley, yeah. And again, it was kept out of the public eye for a long time. I think you were one of the people as well to bring it to the fore. And it's just a question of horrific, I mean, concentration camps, what Germany provided, at least did have shelter from the cold and facilities, you know, to use, whereas the Germans were just put in a field and left basically just to rot.
Right, with no food, no water, no shelter, no
food, no water, no, exactly.
Right. Now, Rudolf Höss confessed to exterminating 3 million Jews at Auschwitz, but he did it because they tortured him.
Yeah, and I actually touch on this on the next one. And by the way, I advise anyone who wants to watch the next episode to download it as quick as you could, because it may cross the YouTube threshold. But yeah, I mentioned, what was I going to say now? What was the question again, Diane?
Well, the fact that they tortured him, and Rudolf Höss, confessed at Nuremberg.
Yeah, for the 3 million.
To exterminating 3 million Jews.
Yeah, it's funny because I managed to dig up some evidence of a court case in 1945 in Krakow in Poland where a number of people were being prosecuted for atrocities at Auschwitz, and it was only 300,000. So then, in 1946, only a year later, with the Nuremberg trials, I think Auschwitz moved it up to 4 million. And then, I think 1990, they revised it to just over a million. But all the time, we're taught that 6 million were killed. It never, that figure never comes down.
Right.
So, which, again, has to mystify people. In fact, someone said to me, they sent me a message today, said that he still wasn't sure about whether the Holocaust was committed or not. And I just said to him, well, that's fine, but if you can just imagine your teacher at school teaching about any particular event in history, and then when you later in life you decide to tell somebody, I don't really think she told me it was right, and you end up in prison, there's got to be something not quite right.
It's that prison thing that really kind of questions the whole thing. Now, you said in your film that the Allies knew that the dead bodies that they presented to the people as extermination victims had really died of typhus. The Allies knew that. In fact, didn't they transport bodies from elsewhere to the camps just to make things look gruesome?
Yeah, it was stage managed. I mean, I actually found another video which I couldn't actually use because of the quality of the sound. I just couldn't improve it. It was these things I remembered have been recorded on videotape in the early 80s, and sometimes it is difficult, you know, and you've got to try and keep the sound as best I could. But there was actually one of the medics from Britain who was one of the first there, and when he first arrived, he obviously was of the same opinion as everybody else of these atrocities, but it wasn't long before he found out that it was typhus, and he even said that the prisoners in the camp, because of the chaos and everything, you would get a certain amount of prisoners, because you've got to remember, these prisoners, you know, they weren't, you know, meek and weak. Some of these prisoners were proper prisoners, some of these Russian Soviet NKVDs. And if there's, at the time, there's 60,000 prisoners there, maybe 300 would take most of the food. These tough guys.
Well, didn't the communists run a lot of the camps? They were kind of in the top echelon, and that they would rule with, you know, bloody horror in these camps, and if you didn't acquiesce, that they would just withhold food. And so it wasn't really the Germans that were so terrible, but it was because the camps were kind of self-maintained, and they had a, like I say, a hierarchy. And weren't they communists, some of them?
Well, that's right. Well, you see, the image that, you know, they give out normal is weak and meek and picked on, you know, especially the Jews. And most people have that vision in their mind, where really, when they come to America in the 30s, I mean, you know, Murder Incorporated was a Jewish-run gangster murder organization. These guys aren't the meek and weak as you think, you know, especially, like I said, the NKVD. You can't send in choir boys to fight the NKVD. You know, Hitler has to send in, you know, the SS, and as brutal as it was, because, you know, they weren't playing tennis. This was war, you know.
Right. Right. Now, you mentioned Buchenwald, and that was the camp that I believe that Eisenhower liberated.
Yeah, the Americans liberated. Yeah, they actually massacred over 300 SS who had surrendered. Just lined them up against the wall and shot them. And denied it at one point, but because of the way the photographs of the stacked bodies all in a line, it was obvious. Quite often it was a massacre. And that was like I mentioned earlier on about the Americans doing their atrocities as well, you know.
Right. But, now, didn't more, they didn't actually let everybody out of the camp when the Americans got there, but didn't more prisoners die under American jurisdiction than they did under German jurisdiction?
Yeah, well, the same happened at Belsen, Bergen-Belsen with the British, yeah. I mean, they were still dying at 500 a week. You know.
Right. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay, sure.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. Didn't the BBC recently put out a history about the liberation of Bergen-Belsen where they admit that under the jurisdiction of the British troops that they were responsible for the death of 50,000 inmates in that camp?
I'm not too sure about that, but I do know that even when the Allies took over the camp, they couldn't see deaths because it was typhus. It just stopped when he took over. I think some of the British soldiers fed him as soon as they got there, and they were bloody, obviously, months before. There's some actions of the Allies attributed to the deaths of prisoners there.
Yes, indeed. Alrighty. Let's see. Now, getting back to Buchenwald, where when the Americans liberated that camp, and we did have more deaths under their jurisdiction also. And they claim that no deaths, no gassings took place there, but initially that isn't what they said. And didn't they bring in all the press, and I think Eisenhower contacted the State Department, and he said, get as many senators and congressmen over here as you possibly can, and get the press in here, yep. And he contacted the British press, and And so everybody got to see all these pictures. And, of course, they staged a lot of it. What was the director that they brought in to stage that? What was his name?
I think Billy Wilder was one of them. Billy Wilder from America.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
And he did a film on that. And he crops up actually in the long video because a good friend of Marlene Dietrich, she there, because she got because of actual. But that's going off the big jackal. Yeah, but Billy Wilder came over and did the film. Like I said,
okay, we have a little issue. We're seeming to have some breaking up in your audio, and so I think we're going to try and reconnect you during the break. But you're underwater. Which is it? Is it the audio, the Skype, or are you underwater?
I'm not underwater. No.
Okay. All righty.
Is it okay now?
Pardon me.
Does it sound okay or not?
Talk some more.
Still a problem.
It sounds a little bit better. Now you mentioned in part 20 about some of the paraphernalia, some of the evidence, like lampshades, which seem to have disappeared, but they also had some shrunken heads, and did they display some soap and claim that it was made out of humans?
Yeah, well, the table out, didn't they, originally, when we spoke about it last time, when they tried the denazification of the German people, and they brought the German population from the local town in, and they had their little kind of boot sale table with the lampshade, which they said was made of human skin, the two shrunken heads, which were supposed to be Polish prisoners, and then there was a talk about stripped tattooed skin, where articles would be made of tattooed skin, all kind of to show the German population just how nasty the Nazi or National Socialist regime was. So when it comes to the trial, obviously all these were brought again, have since been debunked, because they found out later with DNA testing that the lampshade was actually goat skin. The two shrunken heads, which look more like South American Amazon Indians more than any Polish prisoners, disappeared before they could be tested. And the various other things have since been debunked, even by Jews themselves, even at the Holocaust Memorial. I think Deborah Lipstack, she wrote an article debunking the soap story. So people actually hung and were executed on these fabrications, which, you know, again, is never mentioned, though.
Right. And they admitted these things under torture. You talked in your film about the debt that accrued during World War I, or the reparations. It wasn't the debt. It was the reparations that Germany was forced to pay as a result of the Versailles Treaty, the so-called peace treaty in Paris in 1919, that they finally paid off their reparations debt from World War I in October of 2010.
That's right. That's from World War I. So
yeah, World War I.
Yeah, and they didn't start that one, as history can tell us. But obviously, they were charged with starting that war. So they paid that one off, and still paying off World War II.
And the debt from World War I was £22 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Yikes.
Yeah.
All righty, we have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dennis Wise, and his YouTube is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. And we're talking about the debt, the amount of the reparations payments for World War One were paid off in October of 2010, and for a total of 22 billion pounds, which is English money, which is more than American money, or currency, or Federal Reserve notes, or useless paper, or whatever.
Yeah. Can you still hear me, by the way?
Yes. Okay, so tell us about the reparations for World War Two.
Yeah, the problem with World War II is, because it's still ongoing, because of the obviously the money paid out for the Holocaust as well, there's the United Nations at the moment, Italy, and another country which escapes me at the moment, have got a court case coming up asking for more reparations off Germany.
Let's see, I wrote that down. Greece and Italy. Yeah.
Greece, that's right. Because, as you probably know, the European Union is having a bit of a hard time at the moment, especially in Greece. And if that court case rules in their favour, it will open the floodgates for more countries then to go back to Germany and say, more money, please. It's just a credit, really, to the German people how they managed to stay financially strong and still have to pay all these reparations out.
It's amazing. It's because they work so hard. They're so creative. And, yeah. but they don't get
because I'm quite sure that, you know, they paid billions out. I mean, there was a story not too long ago where they just gave a submarine to Israel.
Right.
So, you know, they're getting perks as well. So it's, but then again, the people in charge of Germany now are the victors. So it doesn't really matter what the German people, how they feel. It's the people in charge who agree to all these things anyway.
Right. Now, you talked about survivors from the Holocaust, and you said that Jews who survived the concentration camps are known as Holocaust survivors. However, other Jews can also qualify. How do they do this?
Well, the ruling is, Amchai in Israel set the definition of a Holocaust survivor, and the ruling is that any Jew, I mean, most people think it's just a Jew in a concentration camp during the war period. In fact, it's any Jew who was between 1933 and 1945 was under occupation by either the National Socialists or by allies of the National Socialists. And if they fled during that time, they're still entitled to the money, which means if a Jew left in 1933 or when Hitler came to power, even before the war, and say they fled to America, they just left to go to America, they can now put a claim in to receive a payment for being a Holocaust survivor, even though they may have been a million miles away from the actual war.
Right, so, and you mentioned this organization. It's the Israeli Center for Holocaust Survivors and the Second Generation. It's AMCHA, mm-hmm. And they set up this fund, or they're not funding it; they're just extracting it.
Extracting, yeah. And recently there's some more been entitled to payments. Who fled the German army and went to the Soviet Union, they're now entitled to a one-off sum of over $3,000 and a Holocaust pension.
Right, which will surprise them.
Yeah,
from Germany.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it'll surprise a lot of people. I think that people can still claim today. I mean, I think there are some time limits on some of the claims, but people are, you know, all the time. Are putting claims in. I mean, I've lost count. I once read somewhere just how many had claimed, and it was certainly more than 6 million, I think.
Right. And this organization, AMCHA, is also talking about the second generation, that somehow the children of the Holocaust survivors suffer as a result of their parent having suffered, and it's kind of a generational thing. It just goes from one generation to another.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject of generations, we've briefly discussed last week about the internet and how it's changing people. There's a lot more people seeing through this story now, and so they're having to adjust a couple of things. I watched a documentary a couple of weeks ago about this young German child who made a friend of a child in a camp, a Jewish child in a camp, and actually sneaked into the camp and got accidentally gassed along with this Jewish kid. But the point I'm trying to make is that during that documentary, they showed for the first time a football match at Auschwitz, which of course there was football teams, as there was a swimming pool, as there was a theatre. But they've never actually come out and admitted it before, and I think it's because of the internet that they've now said, yes, they did play football there, but it was only for German propaganda. But it took them 70 years to actually say it. So it's like little things they're having to adjust because of the internet, because it has backfired a little bit on them. And another one is, for so many years now we've had so many films, and it's got to a point now where I noticed for the next generation, the kids growing up, they brought out this Iron Sky, which is about the Nazis on the moon and how they come down to Earth and they have this big war and commit all these atrocities. But it's for this next generation of children. I know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? It's this Hollywood thing where they've now brought it up to date, they brought them off the moon, and it's all sublime, and it's all by the time, you know, the teens, you know, it's the same thing. The Nazis are the bad guys again.
Right. Amazing. In addition to this AMCHA, they also have a claims conference. Where people can go, you can go to this claims conference site and also to the AMCHA site. Even if you're suffering, like if you live in America and you are suffering some persecution, you're, say, a college student and somebody offends you, you can go to AMCHA and make some sort of
claim. Put a claim in.
Accusation or a claim or something so that you can try and get some money. I mean, they have, everybody's set up so they can get some money.
Yeah, I think, and this is why they guard it so much. Why they put a law around the only event in history that you can't question. That is the reason, because obviously, you know, the ongoing situation with the Palestinians, etc. You know, they can just turn around and say, oh well, we suffered at the Holocaust and it'll never happen again, and everyone puts their head down and walks away. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the main reasons, as well as financial, psychological, and they guard it, like I say, with laws. And I can't think of another event in history where, you know, it's protected by a law. Unless you can think of one, Diana.
No, I can't.
No.
I sure can't.
And I'm quite sure if I said I don't believe that Julius Caesar was killed on the Ides of March, I wouldn't go to prison.
No, you certainly wouldn't. And if you said I don't believe that the United States landed on the moon, nobody's going to come to your door and take you away.
I feel pretty confident, yeah.
Oh my goodness!
That's the point.
Indeed,
they must be protecting something.
They must be protecting a flow of money.
Well, I don't actually. I mean, you know yourself the way I do the videos on YouTube. I don't actually promote hate speech or even try and dominate somebody to say, look, this isn't true. I just put up the facts there, and people can make their own mind up. And it's the same thing with the Holocaust in my eyes. I'm not out, you know, I mean, people believe what they believe, but once you see facts like what we've just been talking about, it has to raise question marks of why. You know?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. I was just watching Ernst Sundel's interview with David Cole, the part one,
mm-hmm.
This past week. And he said that the Jews... Well, let me just read part. I did a little transcript of it. Cole said, and I quote, "But it was the Holocaust, the bludgeoning with the Holocaust. We have to have this or the Holocaust will happen again. We have to get out of Europe because Europe only wants to kill us. It was the Holocaust that made most of the anti-Zionist Jews rethink their position and give way towards Zionism." Unquote. The Holocaust story provides self-definition and is even more important now than the Torah. For secularized Jews, the Holocaust became far more important and a defining factor in one's Judaism. A history of persecution, hatred of Nazis, hatred of Germans, and hatred of anti-Semites. Those characteristics are what makes one a Jew.
Yeah, exactly. And I take my hat off to Ernst Sundel. He's, as far as I'm concerned, you know, has paid a heavy price for his beliefs. And it's nice to know that he's never out of prison anyway.
Right.
But I've got to just, while I remember, Diana, tell you that one of my sons visited Auschwitz not that long ago. He didn't particularly go to Poland to see Auschwitz, but while I was there, he took a look, and he explained to me, which I knew in a way, that a lot of people in Poland look at it more of a Polish tragedy than, you know, obviously a lot of Catholics over there, more than a Jewish tragedy. Only in the West is it look more of a Jewish tragedy. And he was telling me that the guide who was taking him around got really annoyed because as they were just walking alongside the railroad tracks, there was a group of Jews, and obviously they were Jews because they had big Israeli flags. And mm-hmm. they come charging down these tracks, shouting and everything, which kind of miffed this guy. This guy got really annoyed. and told them off. But the point, what I'm trying to say is, it makes me wonder, are they celebrating the Holocaust because it does give them that carte blanche over the world today and all that financial aid? Because that's what it sounded like when they, you know, to his son, when these people were coming down his track. And I also found out, I don't know many people realise this one, that they hold an annual Miss Holocaust beauty pageant in Israel every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, with all the survivors.
Exactly. And so it makes you wonder how they look at the Holocaust, really. Because, you know, if from my point of view, if you're looking at a place where a tragedy has happened, the last thing you're going to do is make a beauty pageant out of it. But if I'm looking at it in a way where it's making me a lot of money and it's giving me carte blanche to do things I want to do, then, you know, if I'm going to celebrate, I'm going to have a beauty pageant. That's what, you know, strange, very strange.
Well, and of course, as I said in my opening remarks, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have decided to pass Senate Resolution 65, and we're going to give, in addition to all the money that we give Israel on a daily basis, we're going to give them even more economic and military aid so they can go in and bomb Iran if they feel inclined to do that, so that they can bomb Iran into smithereens.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's this global obsession of trying to rule everything is their aim. And at the end of the day, they are using America as a battering ram. The point being, if anyone wants to Google the Bill Clinton administration or the George Bush administration and even the Obama administration, and just go on there and just see how many people who are Jewish who are in positions of power.
Oh, my goodness.
Behind the president. And by the 2% of the population, you know, it's certainly overrepresented.
Right.
But, you know, they do have carte blanche with Israel these days.
Right. And I guess that's why we have a great big huge menorah at the White House instead of a manger scene.
Yeah, and Christmas is slowly going away every year, if you notice. And obviously, in this country, I'm not sure about the situation in America, but the Muslims get the blame over here, and they'll quite openly admit to me, if I talk to them, they've got nothing against the Christmas. It's that undercurrent, it's behind the scenes.
Right.
We all know who wants Christmas wiping off, really.
And we talk, and a lot of people talk about Sharia law, when actually the Noahide laws were passed in 1991 and signed into law by, it was George H.W. Bush who signed the Noahide laws into law, which means means a lot of various things, but ultimately it means that they get to decapitate the Christians.
Well, I was watching the funeral of Margaret Thatcher on Wednesday. I can't say I was a big fan of hers. In fact, I will say I wasn't a big fan of hers. But I noticed that everybody in that church, America didn't really send a big representative. I think they did send a representative, but there was a whole host of people from all over the world, and in that one church. And I just thought to myself, every single one of them believes in the Holocaust. Well, I'm not sure if they totally believe in the Holocaust, but promote the Holocaust, because it's all in their interests.
Right.
I don't believe one person in there would not come out and agree with the Holocaust. For obvious reasons.
Hasn't the song The Wicked Witch is Dead become very popular just in the last week?
Yeah, they didn't ban it completely. The BBC didn't ban it. But the actual record only lasts for 56 seconds. That's the full record. So they said they won't ban it, but they'll only play 4 seconds. how much they got out of that, I don't know. How much you heard out of that, I don't know. Probably the first two bells at the start or something. But just to compare the two, Margaret Thatcher with Hitler, because, you know, a lot of people over here will compare her with Hitler, and which is absolute rubbish, because you see the streets when Hitler drove past, the Germans were actually, adoration was overflowing. But whenever Thatcher went out, she had a real problem She had to secure it in no end. And the actual
did
funeral.
Did they have to hire actors to portray the crowd?
Well, it's strange to say that because when that lady died's funeral, I mean, it was the emotion was overflowing. The flowers were thrown onto the car. But apparently down in London, it was the most muted funeral. They'd known the streets. There were more people just curious.
Celebrating?
I wouldn't say celebrating. No, well, there was in different parts of the country there was. I know down in the mining villages, the one particular village held a mock funeral and celebrated at the local club all night. That was a passion of hatred that she did create over here.
Okay, with that, we better go to a break. We'll be right back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dennis Wise, otherwise known as Truth Will Out. He is producer of the popular series entitled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/truthwillout1003. In your film, Part 20, you made a comparison. You did a comparison between the German and the Soviet camps. How were they different?
Facility-wise, although it's hidden, as I said, my son went to Auschwitz, they never showed him the swimming pool. He knew the swimming pool was there because I had told him. You're not shown the swimming pool. You're not shown inside the theatre. The various other things that you wouldn't expect with what a death camp. Whereas in a gulag in the Soviet Union was just you were just worked to death. You just it breaks all there. Or built bridges, whatever Stalin wanted, until you died. Or in the next one or two episodes, I'm not sure which one it is, I do a piece on some Germans returning. And although they did return after, you know, not everybody returned after 10 years, but a few returned, 1955. But they were broken men as well, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, you know, all the back now, let's carry on. These guys would have been affected for life. Horrible places where, you know, reflected Stalin's personality, to be honest.
Right. Are you on a timer?
No, I can hear someone ticking away. No.
Have you got something in the oven?
That's one of them days today, isn't it?
Interesting.
Maybe someone's trying to tune in on me.
Maybe. All righty.
What do you want to do? There's something clicking here. But
on the next break, we'll cut you loose and then we'll call you back again.
Okay.
And see what's going on with that. But so just and despite the in your film, you said despite the seizure by the Allies of millions of documents at the end of the war, not one single document showing that Adolf Hitler ordered a systematic extermination of the Jews has ever been found.
Correct. Yes, that's true. It's just bits of evidence which are laying on the table, and not people will come up and say, you know, I'll have an excuse for it. But it gets to a point where you can only have so many excuses of why things were before, you know, serious doubt comes into play. And I don't think for 1 minute, I mean, one of the excuses he used about Adolf Hitler is he didn't want people to know because he was going to lose the war. Well, I'm quite sure, you know, Adolf Hitler wasn't that type of person anyway. If he wanted people to know things, you know, you could hear him coming anyway.
Well, after World War One, there were like 1,500 agents and their staff that combed Europe for all of the documents associated with World War One. They got train car loads of documents, mm-hmm. and because they wanted to hide the culprits who actually started the war, and so they brought all this stuff back to the United States, and it's at Stanford University in Hoover's library, mm-hmm. and he was the one that was kind of in charge of this operation. Anyway, we'll take our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.